Why would you take the risk? Why would you do that?
You're not talking about an actual fight risk. You're talking about like a profile risk to his
Yeah, like, let's be honest. Losing to Jake Paul in a boxing fight, as Tyron Woodley did, as Anderson Silva did, as Ben Askren did, it hurts your legacy.
Yeah, obviously.
The way he knocked out Tyron Woodley just obliterated all of those world titles.
Yeah, it's true.
It did. It just it made MMA look so bad. In my opinion, he goes and makes Ben Askren look like a armless child.
Well, I mean, Ben Askren never had good striking ever.
No, and again, a terrible fight for Ben Askren to take as well.
Yeah, but at the time we were like, oh, Ben Askren, he's a fighter, you know, he's going to fight this kid. Like, yeah, no,
he's
Ben.
Got that country strength.
No, Ben.
I don't think Ben's coming to box, I think he's coming to compete. There's a meaningful difference and he's a real athlete. That's my sense. That's my X's and O's to you.
He kind of didn't take it very seriously though, Ben. He was like memeing the whole time, doing those like running up the hill compilations.
Who said he
snow.
Looked like a bag of milk on the scales?
A bag of milk.
Yeah, didn't someone say he looked like a bag of milk?
Ben Askren's built like a bag of milk.
He did look like a bag of
yeah,
milk.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really, I think he just thought, fuck it, this is easy money.
But do you think Ben Askren went into that fight thinking that he was going to get knocked out in the way that he was going to get knocked out?
I remember seeing a lot of the time where he was like, I think it was on Impulsive, his brother's podcast, and he was like, if he goes in there and he's that good, I'll be really surprised. But I don't think he's that good.
If Jake's really, really good, I'm probably not going to beat him. But I think he's probably not really that good.
And then it turns out he didn't need to be that good to knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's relevant.
Do you think
relevant.
You could knock out Ben Askren in a boxing match?
After seeing that, if I got the Ben Askren that went into the ring with Jake Paul,
the bag milk Askren,
yeah, exactly. If I got the one championship Ben Askren, fuck no.
Yeah, but like even the one championship Ben Askren didn't really box people.
No, but he looked great though.
I'd give you a chance, mate.
Yeah, a chance, like a chance. Not a winning chance.
I don't think
but,
you
like,
could knock him out. You could move around.
Yeah, I could jab him a couple of times. Do the Ali shuffle. How hard do you think it was to knock out Tyron Woodley? Because he just stood there, though.
I think to get the range was hard because it was just a lot of classic Woodley just moving away all the time. So trying to get that one shot is really what Jake was hoping for the whole fight.
It was a terrible fight.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, and then he did a second one. And it was like, if he didn't knock him out in the second one, that would have just been the worst, like, duo of fights I've probably ever seen.
Tommy!
And how average did Jake actually look when he actually fought a boxer in Tommy Fury? And I'm not saying that Tommy Fury is a good boxer.
You could see the
levels. An elite level boxer. But he did struggle because he just couldn't land that one big shot as well. But Nate Diaz gets landed on all the time. I'd be really interested to see what his stats are in terms of receiving significant strikes, because it's probably fucking loads, because you can just tell by his face. Like, he enters the fire, into the fire, to get hit, just to land those punches and wear people down. That's always been the Diaz mantra, hasn't it? Nick and Nate, their whole game plan is to just drown you, take you into the later rounds and then drown you with quantity, basically.
Yeah, volume.
Yeah.
He probably will get hit. He's always been very good at rolling with shots, like pulling away. So like even when he was fighting Connor, a lot of those shots didn't really land flush, but a bunch obviously did and like sat him down. So I don't know. I think going into this fight, yeah, man, I think he is going to get hit. Like, how much of that power can he still take? Maybe he'll be fine. Maybe he'll laugh at him. Can't point at him anymore, obviously. Nah. But I just want him to see him slap and then... Oh, he can't slap.
You can't slap
boxing
with a glove.
Yeah. No, you can.
They take away his biggest weapon.
Yeah, you take away literally the most entertaining part of Nate Diaz, which is the middle finger and the slap.
And he can't point either.
If he catches him, he hurts him. It's just going to be a boxing glove. An extended boxing glove. Like,
under there, he's pointing at him.
Yeah.
I know what
he's
doing.
The interesting thing about this fight, though, as well, if it does get to the later rounds, because, A, who knocks out Nate Diaz? No one really does, right? Who actually did? Josh Thompson?
Josh Thompson.
Not really anyone. He just takes an absolute beating.
At the moment.
So what does that mean?
I mean, like,
imagine a world where Jake Paul knocks out Nate Diaz.
Like, he's old, though, right? Like, I don't want to say that's what's going to happen. Like, I'm not saying that, but, like... People get older and older in their careers, and then these things do happen.
But I don't like being stereotyped as an MMA fighter. I always like the art, each art. I would have been a pro boxer when I was 18 years old, but a cage fight came up first.
I think Nate is purely doing this to become a bigger star, to be honest. Launch his Real Fight Inc. properly. Obviously, he will have that on the canvas as well, so people will get used to seeing that. Obviously, he'll be walking around with it on t-shirts all week. Now, he said he wants to go conquer the world of boxing.
And he goes for Jake Paul.
But it's because it's the name value. It comes with all the attitude, all the show that the Diaz brothers give, and then he beats this really popular kid. Everyone gets to devalue Jake and be like, oh, Nate saved MMA, Nate did this.
He will be a hero if he beats him, though.
People have taken Jake boxing way too seriously. I know he talks a big game and he puts it out like he wanted to fight Conor, he wanted to fight Canelo, yeah, he wanted Canelo, to do all these things in boxing, be a world champion. But I think people take too much away from his like hyperbole or the way he speaks. Like with all like the Misfits and the YouTuber stuff, it's just entertainment.
I mean, here's the major question as well. What happens if Jake Paul has an absolute outstanding showing, knocks Nate Diaz out in the first round easily? What does that mean for MMA? Because arguably, you look back on what Nate has been doing recently, and yes, he's taken a few losses, but he's fought some really good guys, and in fact, you know, handed Leon probably one of the most devastating, almost fight-ending shots that he's probably ever received. And Leon is the champion. He is the world champion. If Nate Diaz can do that to the world champion recently, how bad does a loss to Jake Paul after a showing like that make MMA in general look?
I think you have to separate the two. I understand that like this is an MMA guy coming over, but it's like a completely different sport. Everyone says about, oh, why don't we have boxing guys come over to MMA? But it's like, it's not fair because they haven't been training all those disciplines for the same amount of time some of the other guys have. It's unrealistic to put the stamp of Nate's doing this for the MMA guys, for the boxing guys. It's just like your own pride and reputation because you're a fan of Nate. If Nate loses, it's on Nate to win. It's no reflection of the fan base or the sport, which one's better, you know? I think it's over the top to assume so.
I mean, I think if you're coming over to do MMA and you're a boxer, or if you're an MMA guy going over to do boxing, regardless, like even just boxing in both those sports it's completely different in like the range that you fight at, what you would throw, the way you would defend, your overcommitment on certain shots. Like if you overcommit in boxing, you just end up in a clinch and you get separated. Like that's a completely different thing.
Your footwork wouldn't even work, would it?
It is a completely different sport. But Nate has always been training in boxing with a boxing coach as like one of their main striking coaches. Like I don't think that'll be a problem.
We all know that MMA is a different sport, and exactly as you just summarized, all of the small little elements, right? But to the 10 or 11 year old who's been watching KSI, yeah, or Jake Paul since they were 4 or 5, that really don't know anything about MMA from an outside perspective, yeah, hell, not even the 10 or 11 year old, but like the hundreds of thousands, millions of people that know nothing of MMA.
Anyone?
And they read in the newspaper the next day that former YouTube star or YouTube star Jake Paul has knocked out arguably one of the most famous MMA fighters ever in Nate Diaz. Surely that means something. I mean, to us, we can sit in our high chairs and go, oh, well, it's a different sport. But generally, from a global perspective, how does that actually make MMA look? For the casuals, for the world outside of MMA, to witness someone as famous as Nate Diaz getting beaten by Jake Paul, who again has only had a few years, regardless of anything else, he's only had a few years, he's an amateur boxer, and for him to lose, yes, he's old, yes, he's past his prime, but for him to lose against Jake Paul, there's a huge risk that MMA takes a pretty brutal hit.
I think people love Nate as like a cult MMA hero. There's definitely that angle of they want to see the MMA guy beat the boxing guy. And if he wants to do it and be treasured forever as like the hero of MMA,
the hero, yeah.